I'm Larica Russell, and this is Arts Focus. Molly Brockman is the curator of Beyond Vision Art, bringing multi-sensory art to the visually impaired.
I lost my sight about 6 years ago, and once I couldn't see anymore, I realized I couldn't go to museums. I couldn't enjoy the art museum anymore because you can't go and touch anything. So one day I just kind of decided that I was going to make my own museum, my own gallery, I guess, where you could touch things. And I posted in my neighborhood's Facebook page and asked if anybody thought it was a good idea. And it just absolutely blew up. I had 5 artists by the end of the day that wanted to participate. I believe we have 30 participating in this upcoming show.
And where and when is the show in August?
It is the whole month of August at the downtown branch of the Dayton Metro Library.
So explain to me, how does this work? How do you create art?
Well, I don't create the art. I rely on other artists. I'm just the curator. They make things that can be touched, tasted, smelled, or heard. So anything that you don't have to necessarily use your eyes to experience.
Tell me about some of the artists who are involved in this.
Brittany Acrocco is one of our returning artists. She made these pieces. They look like big orange slices, and they have different musical instruments on them. So they have a xylophone and a guitar and drums and different things that you can actually play on these big pieces. We also have an artist named D. Char who makes amazing things out of recycled materials. She uses a lot of cardboard and she makes flowers and sculptures and different things like that. We have an artist named Angel Walker who makes just absolutely amazing multi-sensory pieces. Adelaide Bacone, she is our youngest artist. I'm not sure how old she is. I think she's like 14. She makes all kinds of multi-sensory pieces. Her dad is legally blind, so she makes pieces that he can see also. We have different essential oils, and you put the oil on a cotton ball and you smell the oil. And then I have corresponding plates on the table with different things. Like one of the things we have is Fruit Loops scented oil, and then I have a bowl of Fruit Loops. So they smell the oil and then they figure out what on the table corresponds with that smell, and then they find the bowl of Fruit Loops.
I'm really impressed and in great admiration for you for having just not that many years ago lost your sight, and you immediately went into, okay, how can I create or curate art out of this?
Yes.
What motivated you, inspired you? I mean, some people would just give up, but not you.
Because I did give up for a little while, and I decided that I couldn't just lay around and be depressed. I had to do something. And like I said, I loved going to museums, and that was one of the things I did to cure depression before that. So I had to find something that would get me out of the depression that I was in, and this was it. I looked around for sensory exhibits at other places, and there's not a whole lot. There's more now. Museums are starting to do limited tactile exhibits. But 2 years ago when I started this, there was one museum, and I think it was in like Colorado, that had a sensory exhibit, and that was it. So I had to do something to bring it to me.
And what you're doing is not only art changing, but I think world changing. So congratulations on all of this.
Thank you.
Molly Brockman, the curator of Beyond Vision Art. The next Beyond Vision multi-sensory exhibit will take place throughout the month of August at the downtown Dayton Metro Library. Get more information at beyondvisionart.com. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.